pressing wrong buttons, missing cues, and generally messing up. It's Tim the Tool on The Drew Marshall Show.
Well, this is a special treat. We have Susie McClain and Corey Lacey in the studio here. This is going to be an exciting time, the next half hour with the two of you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, Susie McClain, with an extensive musical background and unique style described as jazz soul with folk undertones, many industry professionals have described Susie McClain's style to resemble the legendary Nora Jones and Corrine Bailey Ray. She's not only an acclaimed singer, but also a model and an actress who can be seen on TV shows and national commercial campaigns throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Susie has worked with Juno Award-winning producer Roy Uman, Grammy nominee musician Pat Kilbride, and the notable drummer Mark Kelso, who has also shared the stage with Michael Bublé, David Foster, and Shania Twain. With a compelling life story that has touched the lives of many, many young women, her voice has the clarity that comes from the strength of someone who has felt deep pain and yet found joy. When my younger brother died from leukemia 3 years ago, I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe I had lost someone so close at such a young age. He told me to live my life to the fullest, and that's why I'm still singing now. Susie wants listeners to know there is hope that comes through brokenness, and she aims to support charitable organizations that fight in the battle against cancer, as well as groups that advocate on behalf of women. Well, welcome, Susie and Corey.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, this is timely. We've been talking all throughout the show that this is International Women's Week.
Yeah.
And the theme for Canada is encouraging and enabling men to have a voice against the violence against women.
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so glad you had me.
Yeah, well, before we begin on music, the story of your brother.
Yes.
Can you go into that a little bit?
Oh, definitely. He had passed away. It's going to be 4 years now since he's passed away, but he passed away from leukemia. And it was while he was actually very, very ill, he began talking to me about my dreams and saying, you know, Susie, because I can't live my dreams, he goes, you know, life is short and you need to live your dreams to the fullest. And it really hit me. It just did something in my heart. And I'm like, you know what? He's right. Like, you only have one life, and there's nothing like pursuing your dreams. So when he did pass away, I decided to really pursue my career as a singer. And here I am today, you know.
Fantastic. Now, you were nominated in Toronto. What was that award that you
I was nominated for Best Jazz Artist at the Toronto Independent Music Awards, yeah.
And how long had you been playing?
It was only, you know, it's funny. I came out with my album May 22nd last year, it was soon. I think it was about 5 months later. So that was really shocking. Like, I was actually really excited and shocked. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So that was a treat.
And I saw it all over Facebook. Look at Susie's album, A Chapters in Indigo. And then it was, like, being, you know, retweeted or, you know, shared on Facebook, which is fantastic that they like you. They love you.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was such a great experience.
And what was it like seeing that? There I am. There's my face at Chapters. For all the people walking by, there
I am. It was surreal. It was surreal because, you know, when you have a dream and you know, you think about, okay, you know what? This is what I want to do and I'm going to pursue it. But when you start seeing it come to pass, it's incredible. There's no feeling like it.
So why jazz? It's jazz folk undertones?
Jazz folk undertones, yeah. I think one of the reasons I say that is because I don't like to put myself in a box too much. Like, I love jazz, but I also love folk, and I love country music. And I think on my album, there's a lot of that on there. Like, there's little pieces of that. So that's one of the reasons I describe myself as jazz, soul, pop, folk.
Well, I love Nora Jones, and I love Corrine Bailey Ray, but I got to say, you are way more gorgeous than those women.
Oh,
and sorry, Nora and Corrine, if you're listening to the show. But you got to see this woman, Susie, here. Gorgeous.
Aww,
and
thank
so,
you.
And I did watch some of your yogurt commercial.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Your Quaker
that
yogurt
was so
commercial.
Much fun. Oh, my gosh.
So you're an actress and a model and a singer.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to share that you do?
No, that's about it. I mean, I play the piano, too, but yeah.
That's awesome. Well, why don't we listen to some of your music?
Sure,
I'm dying
awesome.
To hear it. And maybe you can just, you know, introduce the songs and we'll
go
from there.
Definitely. The first song I'm going to be doing is called Straight from the Heart.
I could start dreaming, but it never ends. As long as you're gone, we may as well pretend I've been dreaming. straight from the heart. Give it to me straight from the heart. Tell me we could make one more start. You know I'll never go as long as I know it's coming straight from the heart. You say it's easy, but who's to say that we'd be able to keep it this way? But it's easier straight from the heart. Oh, give it to me straight from the heart. Tell me we could make one more start. You know I'll never go as long as I know it's coming straight from the heart. On the street some other time, and all my words would just fall out of line while we're dreaming straight from the heart. Oh, give it to me straight from the heart. Tell me we could make one more start. As I know it's coming straight from the heart. Tell me we could make one more start. You know I'll never go as long as I know it's coming straight from the heart.
So that's SusieMcLain.com. You've got Corey Lacey with you, who is known all over the world for being one of the greatest guitarists.
Yes.
I know. You got to kind of like, you know,
yeah,
make
sure.
The guitar play feel fantastic.
Of course.
Now, did you always want to be a singer, or was this something that came just recently, or when you were a little girl, you're like, I want to be Whitney Houston, or you know what
It's funny you said Whitney Houston, because she's one of my biggest inspirations. Yeah. And I actually always wanted to sing since I was very, very young, and my mom and my dad, who are incredible, really encouraged me in my gift, and they said, you know, Susie, if this is what you want to do, we want to encourage you into it, and they sent me to piano lessons, singing lessons, and, you know, I'm so grateful for them, because I don't think I'd be able to, you know, I don't think I'd have the confidence that I do now without their help and support.
So with that kind of support from parents, is that translating as you and Anthony, your husband, or parents?
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what you're saying to your kids as
Oh,
well?
All the time. And it's so great being able to do this, because, you know, our kids see us doing it. And, you know, I always want them to know that they can pursue their dreams, you know, so.
Now how many kids?
Two.
And?
Ariella and Joshua. Ariella is five, going on six, and Joshua is six. They're close.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, are they musically inclined?
Ariella is very much so. My son is not, but my daughter very much so. She loves dancing. She loves pretending she's me. So it's fun. It's fun.
That's awesome. So you've got another song.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. Or
The next song we're going to be doing is called Till the Morning Comes. And this song was actually written by Laura Woodley. She's a fantastic songwriter, and she actually helped out on the album. And after she wrote this song, I said to her, oh, my goodness, like, well, I told Roy Ooman, I said, honestly, the song reminds me so much of my husband. So it's actually one of my favorite songs on the album. So
all right.
Excited to share it.
Oh, the day is long, and the night feels longer, but the stars are bright, and I know the sun will come. It has been a while. felt the summer, but you're here with me, with your love alive and warm. I'll hold on till the morning comes. We will dance under the sun. I will watch with you on that great horizon as the colors change and a new beginning comes. You have a way of making every moment my favorite moment.
Entourage here, folks.
This is awesome.
All the listeners out there. So it's SusieMcLean.com, SusieMcLean.com.
That's right.
All right. So are you working on a new album or what's
you know, you're
right
awesome,
now?
Man, because I am.
All right.
I was actually in studio yesterday working on a new song. So this album had a lot of cover tunes on it with three originals, but my second album will be all of my own written songs.
So the first one covers and
originals, but this one will be all original tunes.
So where are you getting the inspiration from? Do you have to say my husband and children?
No. Okay. Han, it's about you. Yeah. No. I think a lot of the inspiration comes from everyday stuff for me, and a lot of the times it comes from other people's experiences sometimes for me. Mm-hmm. So and also, you know, joy. I think that sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you're having a great day, you just kind of feel inspired by something, you just start writing. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Yeah.
So for people that are not in the music industry, is it as glamorous as we want to believe it is? Or is it really hard work and not so glam?
It is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work.
Corey, the guitar player, is like, look at me. This is glam right here.
Yeah, pink phrases. But yeah, so no, I think it's a lot of hard work. And you have to really, it's really about if you love the music. I mean, it can't be about fame. If it's about fame, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. But if you love music and this is what you've always dreamed of doing, I think that's something you should pursue. But it's hard work.
Really?
Definitely.
Like it's,
yeah, it's. I mean, the glam, it's not really glam. I wouldn't say it's all glam. I mean, I think maybe it gets glam when you're, like, way up there. But I think right now it's just about hard work and enjoying the journey. Yeah.
Well, I think that's it. I think there is something about joy. Like, it, maybe there's not so much money, but if you're doing what you love and there's passion,
absolutely,
it's worth more than money. I mean, I want it because people are like, right, Melinda, it is about money. I need to live.
Exactly.
But, and that's why we call them starving artists and, yeah, and that kind of thing. But I think there is something about it, right?
Absolutely.
And it's giving sort of voice and sharing stories. It's like, yeah, you're a storyteller.
Exactly,
in a way, right?
Exactly. So I'm really loving the journey. I really think it's a journey that counts, not the arrival. I really do. I really believe in that. So
that's good. So we have another song. And I was about to say, did you bring 10 songs? Because it'd be great just to listen to you all day.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
But what's your
last song? Is called Winter Snow. And this is actually a song by Chris Tomlin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's great. Let's
listen. One of my favorites.
Could have come like a mighty storm, with all the strength of a hurricane. You could have come like a forest fire, with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like a winter snow, quiet, soft, and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. You could have swept in like a tidal wave, or in an ocean to ravish our hearts. You could have come through like a roaring flood to wipe away the things we've scarred. Oh, but you came like winter snow, quiet, soft, and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Oh, no, 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 your voice wasn't in a bush burning. No, your voice wasn't in a rushing. The sky in the night to the earth below. Oh, you came falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Oh, like a winter snow.
SusieMcLain.com. SusieMcLain.com. Make sure that you pick up her next album, which is, when is it coming out?
I'm thinking next year.
Next
year. I don't have the exact date yet, but definitely working on it. Nowhere close to being done yet, but I'm really starting at it.
All right. But we can track with you because
definitely.
On your website and going around and looking at all the stuff that you do. SusieMcLain.com. One thing though, Susie, you know, just before you head out, you know, through your music and through your life experience, you say there's hope that comes through brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would be like, you know, we've seen that theme, you know, through the whole show, that there are circumstances in life that can wipe you out. You remain
Absolutely.
Victim. You cannot get back up.
Mm-hmm.
But you seem hopeful. There's there's this radiance that comes out of you that brings, I don't know, just joy in the room.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So you really believe that. What's the hope that you can give to our listeners as you go?
Well, one of the things I can say is that after my brother passed away, that was probably the biggest hit for me. And I think that what I've learned is that sometimes there's certain things you can't control in life. Some bad things happen. But I think it's really, really, I think that you owe it to yourself to get back up. I mean, you can't stay down because you're not really living. I think life is for the living. And in order for you to really keep going, you just have to keep believing and trusting and hoping in something greater, you know?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. Beautiful. I'm so glad to finally meet you.
Oh, you too.
I think you're a woman that we need to watch for, to support.
Thank you.
So, you know, for all you listeners out there, and even in Ireland and in countries all over the world, you need to check her out at SusieMcLean.com. Look for her, listen, support, buy her CD when it comes out.
And absolutely.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.
So I'm so excited. We're going to see you on the next Grammys one day.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Believe with me here. Believe with me.
All right. Thanks, Susie, so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, we have some excitement coming up next. We got Carrie Pomeroli, comedian, actress, and author on The Drew Marshall Show. That's next. Stay with us.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Putting the scat in eschatology, it's the Drew Marshall Show.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly.